Thank you, Richard. The next batch of news stories includes a green zone for the city to combat climate change, a Norwich doctor whose portraits of NHS workers has gone viral, and Norwich stands with Ukraine at a protest and vigil.
A zero-emission zone could be created in the heart of Norwich, restricting all but the most eco-friendly vehicles from a series of roads. Norfolk County Council has revealed details of the scheme, which it hopes could reduce pollution in the city centre and encourage more people to switch to more sustainable forms of transport. The project is at a very early stage, with the authority preparing to bid for up to £500,000 from central government to create a business case for a pilot project. Initially, the scheme would cover only a limited number of streets, but it could lead to a wider area being covered in the future. However, County Hall bosses are quick to stress that they do not intend the scheme to involve a congestion charge to be imposed on general traffic. They say the early thinking is that a zone could cover streets already off limits to the majority of drivers, such as St Stephen Street, Red Lion Street, Castle Meadow and Exchange Street. That means the main impact, if it were to go ahead, would be on buses, taxis and delivery vehicles.
People living in Thorpe Hamlet have slammed criminals who have twice set fire to a book swap in their area. The Little Library Book Swap in Old Library Wood in Rosary Road has been set alight on many multiple occasions this year, with neighbours even considering moving because of it. Claire Britton, who lives in nearby St Leonard's Road with her four-year-old son, Theo, said, "It's such a shame. It could be such a lovely area. I know there are people around here who are looking to make it a real community area, and Theo loves the place. But it just seems to be getting ruined by people who are just bored and have too much time on their hands. People are trying really hard, but it keeps being destroyed. It's pretty depressing to constantly see these things happening." Anne-Marie Anderson, who lives in Rosary Road, said, "I'm upset because the area was looking so much better."
It is not a job that is known for allowing much free time, but junior doctor Lena Ibrahim has somehow managed to develop a remarkable sideline as a skilled painter when not working on the wards. The 23-year-old from Heatherset has been creating portraits of health workers to wind down after stressful shifts at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The University of East Anglia medicine graduate has been gaining plenty of traction online after sharing examples of her work. One particular self-portrait showing her drinking a coffee in her uniform has received thousands of comments from people across the world after she painted it for a Royal Society of Portrait Painters competition. Dr. Ibrahim said, "That painting is quite ironic, as it is rare to have time to relax and have a coffee. In recent times, the healthcare profession has generally been under so much stress with limited amount of space. What should be a 6-bed bay now has 8 patients, so there is a lot of pressure on everyone." The Norwich-born junior doctor discovered her love of oil painting while studying art at Wyndham College. She has received messages from her former teachers, as well as receiving many requests for commissions after her work went viral.
A 10-year-old activist is pleading with neighbours to stand up and have their say on plans for 725 homes in her town. Inspired by Greta Thunberg, Millie Harvey from Thorpe St Andrew is working to protect her suburb for all inhabitants, including local wildlife. Her mum, Laura, and Millie's work protesting Pinebank's proposal should rally other people in the area to make their voices heard. There are other children who want to get involved as well, and it's just thinking of how they can make an impact. They have a voice. We just want people to start listening. a lot of people have felt like they're banging their heads against a brick wall. I'd urge people submit their thoughts via email to Broadland District Council. You can still put your objections in. Almost 600 comments have been submitted to Broadland District Council, a council representative confirmed, and around 1,400 townspeople have signed Millie's petition in opposition to the Pinebank's proposal.
Norwich stood with Ukraine in the face of the brutal Russian onslaught of the stricken nation. More than 200 people waved Ukrainian flags and chanted songs as a fervently anti-Putin protest took place in the city centre. Many of the protesters then stood in silence with candles as a moving vigil for peace was held in Norwich Cathedral later that evening. "We stand with Ukraine. Putin, go home," and "Stop war in Ukraine" were among the chants ringing out as Ukrainian nationals living in Norwich stood shoulder to shoulder with equally disgusted Brits on the steps of City Hall. And a large group of well-wishers watched on as placards were held up and faces were painted in the colours of Ukraine. Many of those demonstrating have relatives sheltering from bombs back home following the Russian invasion.
Scam artists looking to take advantage of the crisis in Ukraine to target people wanting to do their bit to help Norfolk watchdogs have warned. Norfolk Trading Standard has urged people to be wary of cold calling, direct messaging and social media fundraising. Scammers may pretend to be legitimate, well-known charities, creating their own charity names and impersonating people impacted by the war in Ukraine, they added. A spokesman said, "Times of crisis may bring out the best in you, but they are a magnet for scammers, and sadly right now is no different. Fraudsters follow the headlines and have already been working overtime to create ways to encourage people to part with their cash and personal information. We saw this with the Australian bushfires in January 2020 and throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. People should avoid clicking on links or downloading attachments in unsolicited emails, texts, or social media messages, and should be careful about crowdfunding requests that may be fake."